Good afternoon and happy Sunday. This is Sunday, October 3rd, 2021. You're joining me here on Mars Bar. I am your host, Marcy Latimer. Thank you so much for joining me here. I am just, oh goodness, so much to talk about this week. So much has happened. I always like to start with a prayer, though. I will say this time, I think what I'll do is I will mention that if you want to get right with God and you want to have eternal life, just join me in this. Say, Lord God, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. And I believe that that alone will make sure that God knows you're right with him and on the right path. You need to get right with God right now, because things that are happening in our lifetime that we've never seen before, evil versus good, good versus evil, upside down world that we're living in, really, God is shining a light on all that. And get well with God, and then I think you will indeed have eternal life and be on the right side. And again, welcome to our show, Mars Bar on EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I want to say thank you again for joining me. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And always God bless. This week, of course, I'm from California, so proven, not all Californians are liberal. That's for sure. Very conservative here. We have a lot of conservatives in our state that are very, very fed up at this point of time, especially with what happened with the recall election September 14th. We were really hoping that that would be our chance to get Governor Newsom. Yes, I like to call him that. Oh, yes. Governor Gavin Newsom, otherwise known as Newsom or Nuisance. Governor Nuisance, yes, because that's what he is. The nephew of Nasty Pelosi, of course. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, unfortunately. And she is the Wicked Witch of the West. Yes, indeed. so unfortunately, the recall didn't work out in our favor, who were against him and, of course, being tyrannical. So we want to make sure that we try our best to fight the tyrannical government and the governor himself. And of course, now this week, it seems like he's retaliated even more by putting more mandates. He is now making it the first state in our country to mandate all children be vaccinated to attend school in person. Okay. This is absolute insanity. This is insanity. So people are fed up. And I commend one of my cousins who is also conservative like me. I think it's great. He said he took his son to get his high school equivalency done, his general education diploma. He got his test, and there you go. So I think that's great. And what a great way to fight the system. So bravo to him. I applaud him for that. However, his son is a 12th grader. So he's, you know, we really can't do that with the youngins, the ones that haven't really been in school that long. So we need to just fight this as much as we possibly can. And I just think that people need to stand up. Also, San Diego Unified School District, that's the city I'm from, San Diego. The day before Governor Newsom mandated that, with all children getting vaccinated, San Diego Unified, which is the second largest in the state beside Los Angeles — Los Angeles already did this, San Diego Unified now just followed suit — they are mandating all employees as well as their students get vaccinated by December 20th, by having them get their second shot by December 20th. Again, tyrannical, saying that people will lose their jobs if they do not comply. I have always said they only have control over us and the government if we do comply. So stand strong, America. Stand strong for your values. Stand strong against the tyrannical government and what's going on. This is wrong what they're doing. People should not be forced to do something they're not comfortable with. And I'm not saying to not get the vaccine, because some people have done it and some people feel that that's best for them. That's fine if that's what you want. But if you don't want to get it and you feel uncomfortable about it, please don't. Don't comply. We do have religious exemptions as well as medical exemptions. And of course, people are allowed to make up their own minds. This is the land of the free, right? No, I don't think so anymore, unfortunately. They're acting like it's not. This is America that we don't recognize. We must stand strong. Do not comply. Stand up for our freedoms, rights as American citizens. What they're going to do in the future is really depending on what's happening now, what we allow them to get away with now. I mean, what are they planning on doing? Strap us on down to a table and shoot the vaccine into our bodies without any notice if we're not comfortable with it? It sure seems that way to me. Be loud, and if you must, and you're questioning what's going on, and you're against the vaccine, perhaps, you might want to look at some stories on the hashtag We Want to Be Heard page on Facebook. Hopefully it's still there. You never know with Facebook. Big tech, they take things down all the time. They don't like to hear truthful stories about those who have been vaccinated and suffered because of it. So we need to give it up to God and pray. And we need to really just pray for our nation in general. And this is just getting downright scary. But look at that page. You'll be very amazed at some of the stories. It's quite frightening. And again, I'm not saying not to get it. I'm saying make up your own mind if that's the right decision for you. But if you don't want to get it and you don't feel comfortable, then don't comply. You need to stand strong for your beliefs. So I think it's crazy to think that, I mean, this is definitely not the America we know, where we are making up our own minds about whether or not to get something shot into our bodies that, of course, have all kinds of questions out there about, and we need to research more before they get to the point where we're going to lose our jobs. It's already happening in medical industry, as you know. New York City, of course, they started that. De Blasio said himself that people in New York who are in the medical industry, nurses, doctors, anybody who does not get the vaccine by last Friday, they will be fired by Monday. That just proves itself that they don't care about the people in the hospitals. They're not. This isn't about healthcare. This is about control. This is not about healthcare, because people who are dying in the hospital won't have the care that is necessary for them to live and to be treated for their illnesses if they don't have the nurses and the doctors who are refusing to get the vaccine. And they're not even hiding it anymore. So that just shows you how much this is not about the medical care. This is not about healthcare. This is about control, especially since the Biden administration is allowing thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants to rush up into the border without having COVID testing, without caring about their COVID vaccine. They're not showing a vaccine passport there to enter the country. Isn't that interesting? Yet they're surging. And they talk about herd immunity. What are they talking about? This is insane. This shows how hypocritical the leftist liberal lunatics are. They don't care. They're allowing everybody just in, don't care about their vaccine status or if they're even coming in with COVID or other diseases, a lot of other diseases. But yet they're going to tell Americans that they cannot have a job if they don't do this. This is absolute insanity, people. We have to look to God. We have to, because it's really the only thing we have left. This is getting absolutely frightening. This is taking away our rights as Americans. This is not the America that we know and love. This is a definite different America. The freedoms are being stripped of us left and right, and we need to fight for our country. We need to fight for our rights. So if you can get through the loopholes of your children, if you're worried about them not being able to go to school because they won't be vaccinated, or just for the human rights of our liberties and freedom, then you should be one of those parents that goes to a board meeting at your local schools and make sure that you fight this. This is a lawsuit. These are lawsuits waiting to happen. These are lawsuits that are already in place across America for schools and also medical facilities. By the way, a couple weeks ago on my show, I did talk about my friend who is a nurse who requested a religious exemption because she's against getting the vaccine. She is a nurse. And I just checked in on her yesterday to find out what the status was, because it took quite a few weeks to find out. And she said they actually accepted her religious exemption. So that's really good news for her and a lot of others who requested that. But people in the school districts now, they're not allowing it. I know that for a fact for San Diego Unified. They said they will not accept religious exemption as a reason not to get the jab. And that is wrong. That's a lawsuit right there. I'm pretty sure Los Angeles Unified also did the same thing. I think San Diego Unified is just following suit. So there are a lot of different school districts that are going to be following suit across the country, not just here in California. We need to be wise. We need to have our eyes open and be aware. So anyway, I just wanted to come on and mention that. It's getting scarier and scarier. Every day is something new and different, and it's just tyrannical, and it's all about control. Just remember that. Also, if you want more information on how to get exempt and the law about this, you can go to Peggy Hall's page and her website at thehealthyamerican.org. She's fantastic. She has a lot of answers. Of course, she's always said that the religious exemption should work, but now we're seeing that in some schools it's not. So get around the loopholes if you can. Do what you have to do. Like my cousin who has the 12th grader who took the general education diploma equivalency exam, so he doesn't have to worry about it. He could fight the system that way. People are going to be leaving the schools in droves. And oh, the sad thing is Governor Newsom said it's not just public schools. He's also going after private schools, which I don't understand how a government can control a private entity. That's a lawsuit right there. Again, a lot of lawsuits opening up. But yeah, even the people in the private schools who are paying a lot of money to have their children in private sector, they are going to be affected by this. So this is not just for public schools, taxpayer dollars. This is private sector as well. This is scary. Children are not going to be allowed to go to school. They will only have an option to do online like it was during the quarantine. And how many parents are able to afford not being at work with little children to stay home? They already did it during 2020 and half of 2021, a year and a half staying home and losing income. It's going to be a bad situation. And speaking of income, again, 2021 has been the worst. The economy is crashing so badly. Everything is inflation. Inflation, this is the highest in 30 years. Inflation. This is just outrageous what is going on. I mean, Biden administration's failing in all levels. We need Trump, who rightly won the 2020 election. We need him back in office immediately to save America. Oh, President Trump, he is our president. He had America first values. He had the borders shut down for a reason. Oh, goodness me. He did so many good things, and the economy was amazing. Only until 2020, darn fake fraud election, could we ever imagine he wouldn't still be in office because of the fake Democrats cheating liars that they are. They cheated him out of it. Oh, it's scary. Okay, so we just need to pray. We need to keep faithful, and we also need to fight like mad to get our freedoms back and continue to be America like we used to have it. Anyway, thanks so much again for joining me. Again, visit us on eternalaffairsmedia.com, and please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless. Thank you.